Musing with a Computer's Voice. Season 1, Episode 8. On School. Please do not mind if it ever feels that what we say here is immature. You see, my partner is still in school. However, even if he still does not grasp many things about life, he has become an expert about one thing, schooling. It is nice being a student, he assures me. Unlike what many adults might imagine, he knows that growing up to become them would be a tough thing to do, with so many responsibilities which are to be added to the burden on his shoulders. But still, he cannot help it if he complains that even now, life sucks. The elder generation had it tougher, they say. The elder generation frequently refers to those days when they needed to go to these places called libraries. My partner argues that scrolling down Wikipedia to find out relevant information is tough too, but his counter-arguments always get dismissed out of hand. After some time, he has learned to let it be. My partner, unfortunately, was not born 20 years ago. He blames his parents for that, but in reality it is not their fault. His fate had it for him to be in such an easy generation. Unlike his parents, who think that he is being spoiled, he is grateful that things have turned out to be the way that they have. However, just because my partner has it easy in comparison to his parents, doesn't mean he has it easy. As a matter of fact, he still has it very tough. Earlier, people used to lose marks in the dozens, even after having studied very hard. It was the norm then. Now, by studying just a little, people seem to get tons of marks. This troubles my partner, because he does not study at all. My partner tries to stay away from the ladies. He says they are too sensitive to truly understand a charming personality like him. Both I and his classmates maintain that perhaps he thinks a little too highly of himself. My partner's friends are the best ones. He has struggled to get true buddies, but now, in the final stretch of his secondary education, he thinks he has finally found his kind. Some people find these groups to be within childhood, others never find them. My partner has fitted in nicely between these two extremes. He knows it is only for the moment, and that he might need to move to another city, or change the school he studies in at any moment, but he does enjoy what he has for the moment. My partner has told me on several occasions that he cannot afford to get too attached to things, even if they get attached to him. I reply to him saying that when I told people on this podcast that a magnet got attached to him, I was only being subtly humorous. There is no single thing which binds my partner and his friends together. Perhaps that is why they are such good friends. They talk about sports, about life, and sometimes just about what bad taste one must have to like a girl who one of them does like in reality, but has kept it a secret. Mostly, the conversation is just a ruse to get the friend to confess his affection, so that the rest of his mates can go ahead and tell the girl about the person's feelings with surety. This way, it is ensured that no matter who you like, none of your friends will ever let you get in a relationship, even if you want to. And you cannot leave your friends, because if you do and then end up not getting the girl, you will be forever lonely. Yes, friends are terrible. Then there are the teachers, who make any school the school it is. Students do not hold anything personally against the teachers at first. Unfortunately, the teachers do, and as a result soon the students reciprocate. At least, that is the story heard from the students' side. Some teachers are really good. So is your luck if you ever do get one. However, no matter in which school you are, you end up getting the worst of the lot most of the time. Even when you do get the good ones, they usually teach a subject you do not like, so you fail to get the most out of them. Perhaps we said this before, perhaps we did not. Either ways, we tell you this once more just to be sure. We're sorry if we're the first ones to make you realize this, but life sucks. However, that does not mean that life only sucks on salted ice. Sometimes, it sucks on sweet candy. These sweet moments come every once in a while in schooling life. My partner has not reached adulthood yet, but the elders maintain that you get candy, both metaphorically and literally, mostly in your schooling life. Relish it when the sweet moments of life do come. Cherish them when they go away, for they always manage to somehow leave a stain on your shirt, or in your mind. This is because you will grow up, and then your parents, your spouse, your children and even your colleagues will not let you get this candy as often as you would like. My partner thinks that they are just mean doing this. On the other hand, I am the more mature one of us two. So I tell you that they are not mean, unlike what my partner may be led to believe. They are nice, and just want to look out for everyone out there. You see, too much candy may give you cavities.